Title: Delaware M&A Case Law Roundup. Content: In the dynamic and ever-evolving landscape of mergers and acquisitions, M&A, and related corporate transactions, Delaware courts continue to play a pivotal role in shaping legal precedents and guiding corporate practices. Delaware cases over the past year have been no exception, with several landmark decisions having significant implications for M&A strategy, governance, and dispute resolution. The summary and analysis of cases below touch upon critical aspects of corporate law as it relates to future M&A transactions. As we delve into these pivotal Delaware M&A cases, we aim to shed light on the key legal principles and takeaways that corporate attorneys, executives, and advisors must understand to navigate the complex terrain of M&A transactions effectively. Decisions and impact on M&A transactions in Re-Edgio Incorporated Stockholders Litigation in Re-Edgio Incorporated Stockholders Litigation, 2023 WL316-7648, Delegate CH May 1, 2023, continues to refine the principle established under Corwin v. KKR Financial Holdings LLC, 125A.3D304, Delaware 2015. That approval by a majority of disinterested, fully informed and uncoerced stockholders will entitle a board to the deferential business judgment rule for post-closing claims for monetary damages in non-controlling stockholder transactions. In Edgio, the court considered whether to extend the application of Corwin to cleanse injunctive relief claims seeking to enjoin defensive measures. In Edgio, in response to news that Limelight Network Incorporated was a target for activist investors, its board negotiated to acquire Edgecast Incorporated, a business unit of Yahoo Incorporated. Limelight issued $300 million of Limelight common stock to College Parent, LP, Yahoo's parent company, in exchange for 100% ownership of Edgecast, and changed its name to Edgio Incorporated. Thereafter, College Parent retained a 35% stake in Edgio and 3 of 9 board seats. As part of the transaction, College Parent entered into a stockholder agreement that included certain defensive measures to entrench the current board, including covenants: 1. To vote in favor of the board's recommendations with respect to director nominations and against any nominee not recommended by the board; 2. To vote with the board or pro rata with other stockholders for other non-routine matters; and 3. To not transfer its shares without the board's consent for 2 years, and for an additional 1 year, to not transfer its shares to any entity on a list of 50 named activist investors. The board sought to cleanse the transaction by obtaining a majority vote of fully informed, uncoerced, disinterested stockholders. Post-closing, plaintiffs sued to enjoin enforcement of the defensive measures in the stockholder agreement but did not seek monetary damages. The court concluded that Corwin stops short of cleansing defensive measures and instead such claims for injunctive relief should be analyzed under the enhanced scrutiny of the Unocal line of cases, see Unocal v. Mesa Corporation, 493A.2D946, Delaware 1985. The court reasoned that the underlying rationale of Corwin is to allow stockholders to make free and informed choices based on the economic merits of a transaction. In post-closing claims for damages, a vote is a confirmation that stockholders received the benefit of the bargain, notwithstanding any perceived or actual conflicts among dealmakers. In contrast, entrenching defensive measures enacted by boards cause irreparable injury to stockholders and thus cannot be considered as part of the economic merits of the transaction. Practitioners considering a Corwin cleansing vote should assess whether it is being utilized to ratify the economic terms of the transaction. If, as in Edgio, the board is acting defensively in response to a perceived threat, its decisions will likely face enhanced scrutiny. Cygnus Opportunity Fund, LLC v. Washington Prime Group, LLC. Cygnus Opportunity Fund, LLC v. Washington Prime Group, LLC, 302A.3D430, Delegate CH 2023, explores what happens when fiduciary duties of officers conflict with one another and the LLC operating agreement fails to disclaim fiduciary duties of officers. After coming out of Chapter 11, Washington Prime Group, LLC, the company, was 87% owned by Strategic Value Partners, LLC, SVP, but before reorganization, the company was a publicly traded Indiana corporation. The company operating agreement, the operating agreement, provided for a squeeze-out mech.